Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? My name is Zuri Flower, and on today's Positive Thursday, I'm going to be talking about 40 healthy benefits of being kind to others. Do y'all know that being kind to others can help reduce heart disease, high blood pressure, and reduce stress? I am super excited about this show. We're going to have so much fun, and I'm excited about sharing 40 healthy benefits of being kind to others with each one of you. Don't go nowhere. The first healthy benefit of being kind to others is smiling. When coming in contact with other people, body language can tell you something about them right offhand. If you see someone walk by you and they're looking straight at you, smile. In most situations like this, some people will give you a smile back and doing the same thing. So small little things like smiling can not only just brighten your day, it can also help brighten someone else's day as well too. The second healthy benefit of being kind to others is surprise a coworker and buy them lunch. For those of you that have coworkers you like the ones that you like working with, you may have that one more closer that you may treat the lunch instead. But to spread more kindness, treat that coworker that's a single hardworking mom with kids, or maybe that coworker you can't stand. Y'all probably thinking, hell no. The third healthy benefit of being kind to others is donating to others that's in need. I'm going to read off 10 different places that you can how you can do 10 different ways. I'm going to read off a list of 10 different ways how you can donate to others that's in need. The first one place is the first organization, everyone, is I'm going to read off 10 organizations and different ways and other different ways that you can donate to others that's in need. That's a need. Excuse me, everyone. The first one is the Salvation Army. Y'all know the Salvation Army. They've been around for a very long time. And they're an excellent organization that help others that's in need. So if you donate to them, whether it's clothes or money, you're doing your part. The second one is the Goodwill. The third one is St. Jude's Hospital. Is a hospital for children that's fighting cancer. The fourth one is American Red Cross. Number five, donate to your place of worship or any place of your choice that you call worship, church or whatever organization that you feel like you want to donate to that's true to your heart. Number six, Big Brother and Big Sister Foundation. Number seven, the SPCA. Number eight, the VVA, which is a nonprofit corporation that was funded in 1978 in the United States to help serve vets that's in need. Number nine, the Lupus Foundation of America. This is an organization that's true to my heart, the Lupus Foundation of America, because my husband passed away back in 2004 from a rare type of lupus. So this is another way that you can donate in an awesome organization. Number 10, what you can donate also to a woman or a men's shelter in your area. I'm telling you, the small things you can donate, like not even just clothes, it can be like books, it can be like toys, because you know some of the ladies that's in the women that's in these shelters, they have kids. The fourth healthy benefit of being kind to others is hold the door for someone that's entering in the building. Excuse me, hold the door for someone that's entering and behind you. When you do something like that, it can help someone that don't usually hold a door for someone to do it because it made them feel good in a positive way. The fifth healthy benefits of being kind to others is if you're in a fast food drive-thru, right, everyone, and you pay for a customer food that's excuse me. Excuse me, everyone. I'm gonna laugh. Okay. The fifth healthy benefits of being kind to others is if you're in a fast food driveway, right, and you pay for the customer food that's in the car in back of you, right? So say, for example, that customer in back of you that you paid for their food for, right? Say, for example, if they greedy as hell and they find out that you paying for their food, you know how that can make their day better. Not only can make their day feel good and better, and they be happy and grateful that y'all paid for their food, they belly would be happy too. They be like, thank you. They probably be like, thank you, thank you, thank you. The sixth healthy benefit of being kind to others is sharing words of wisdom and encouragement. Okay, I want to share a brief story with each one of you about this one. This is one of my favorite ones of healthy benefits of being kind. Sharing, excuse me, 40 healthy benefits of being kind to others. The number six, which is share words of wisdom and encouragement. Okay, my godmom, godmom Gloria, I met her when I was in high school. That's my second mom. So anyway, to make a long story short, she had surgery, and I went to go help her after her a little while after she got to the hospital, like a couple days, like a week later, I went over to help her. Like every week I would go over, like I would talk to her every day. So I would check up on her every, like almost every day. And then on the weekends when I was off, I would go over and help her and encourage her, like, help her with different things and, give her words of encouragement because she was feeling down. And I would tell her, God, mom, you're going to be okay. You'll get through this. You're strong. You look good. That's the small things. And when I was doing that, giving her words of encouragement, and not only did it make me feel good, but it made her feel better. And she's like, Hannah, she calls me Hannah, even though my name is pronounced Hannah. And she smiled. She said, yes, I know. So if you can just share a word of kindness with someone, that especially with someone that may be feeling discouraged about something, just let them know it's going to be okay. And even if it's something that you can relate with someone with, you're gonna be like, I've been through that. You're not alone. Like something like that, or whatever that's coming from your heart, you say. Number seven, the healthy benefits of being kind to others. Forgive someone that hurt you. Forgiveness goes a long way. When you don't forgive, it doesn't hurt the person that does you wrong. It hurts you because when you hold on to grudges for a very long time, you can't move forward in life. You can't be happy. So forgiveness, being forgiven others is very important because it's not about the other person. It's more about you. Number eight, volunteering at different organizations. Number nine, healthy benefits of being kind to others. Saying thank you. Saying thank you. Like say, like, if someone like say like a parent, right? Like our parents. And they buy us like a gift or something like that, or a significant other, and saying thank you, like whether regardless of what gift, if they give you a gift, regardless of what the item was or whatever, and they say thank you, if you say, excuse me, everyone. The number nine healthy benefits of being kind to the others is saying thank you. I'm gonna keep it simple as that. So saying thank you to someone that may give you a compliment, or that has done something, for you that you really appreciate. That can be a really good healthy benefits of being kind to others. Number 10, give someone a hug. We have a lot of people in this world that hold a lot inside them, like in their heart. And some people don't like to show their emotions. So like if you have a son, if you have kids like myself, I have a daughter that's 22. And my son, he's 17. Even for our kids, we can just give them a hug and say, I love you. And just give them a hug and say, I'm proud of you, whether they're doing good in school or just in general. Like, I'm proud of you, how far you have came. Number 11, the healthy benefit of being kind to others is being yourself. In today's world, being yourself, sometimes, especially if you're someone that's like different and you don't follow the crowd. And this, I can relate to this one. For a very long time, I used to really try to hide from being myself and try to cover up who I was. And a lot of people will reject me because I was never that type of person that would follow the crowd. I always just done my own thing. And sometimes I kind of like, trying to like dim my light. Because before I used to, because I used to be so shy of rejection and of what other people thought of me. But as I got older, I'm 40, I'll be 41 in September. I'm learning how to be more of yourself. excuse me, of myself. And when you be more of who you are, you build real relationships with people and you can do things that's authentic. Because when you being something you're not only just cheating yourself, you're cheating other people of seeing who the person you really are. That's deep, right? Very deep. The number 12 healthy benefits of being kind to others. Sharing healthy food recipes with them. Especially for someone that's trying to get on a healthy journey and you're on a healthy journey path. Why not share healthy food recipes with them? That's something that I do on each and every Wednesday. I share a healthy food that each person can take with them on a go. You know, because we live busy lives. So each Wednesday I share healthy foods on a go. And you can go to my YouTube page to check it out. So if you know someone that's trying to get healthy or someone in your family or a friend, why not share a healthy recipe with them? Number 13, pray. Pray for someone that you know that needs prayer, that's going through hard times. That's number 13, the healthy benefits of being kind to others. Number 14, give them a card. If it's someone's birthday, that's another way of sharing the healthy benefits of being kind. Number 15, listen carefully to what people are saying. You know, especially when you're communicating, like at work with other people, like if you have like a customer service job or just in general, you're just talking with your family or just on a day-to-day basis with people you may not know. Communication is very important in listening because, you know, a lot of times when we communicate, sometimes the words that we might say to other people, they might take offense. So when you're saying certain things, you do have to be careful what you say and also listen to what the other person may say because it can cause a lot. It can eliminate a lot of miscommunication. Number 16, saying good morning. Good morning. Number 17, giving someone a compliment. Number 18, saying I love you. Life is so short. You know, and I believe in saying I love you every day, especially to my family, like my son, my daughter, and just people that's like dear to our hearts, because you never know when it might be the last time you may see them. Or even to someone you may not know, they probably look at you like you're crazy, but saying I love you is a awesome healthy benefits of being kind to others. Number 19, buy someone a hygiene kit. For those of you, I'm probably like, what? A hygiene kit? Yes. The healthy benefit of being kind to others, I said it. Number 19, buying someone a hygiene kit. Especially for someone that you know that have bad hygiene and you can smell a bad aroma coming from them. Especially someone like close to you that you know, that you care about. Why not buy them like some deodorant, some soap and perfume? I mean, you don't have to go about it like in a negative way, but go about it in a positive way. Here you go. I have something for you. Pull them to the side, you know, when no one's not looking or no one around. Do it like, you know, the right way so you won't hurt their feelings. Buy them a hygiene kit. Number 20, sing a nice song to them. Number 21, share a positive quote or a video on your social media page. So, excuse me, everyone. Number 21, the healthy benefits of being kind to someone, to others, is share a positive quote or a video on your social media page. Y'all enjoying the 40 healthy benefits that I have shared with y'all? Some of the ones I have shared. How y'all feeling? It's almost Friday. Friday is almost here, everyone. It's Thursday. This whole week went by so fast. Oh my gosh, time fly. How many of y'all have kids that's going back to school next month? Or are they already back at school? My son, he'll be entering 12th grade. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my baby. He'll be graduating from high school 2020. I'm like, time don't wait for anyone. I want to share with y'all a brief motivational video of one of my favorite speakers. It's like about less than what, 3 minutes. His name is Eric Thomas. I know some of y'all probably heard of him before, and some of y'all probably haven't. But I'm telling you, when he speak, like the way he speak about certain things in life and how he motivate people, you can just feel like the words, like it can just really just touch your heart, especially for someone that needs that extra push or maybe facing something hard, some hard times, or just need that, just to hear that positivity. Check this out, everyone.
You have a lot of stuff.
Two grown people, somebody's got to surrender. You're talking about will now. You're talking about heart now. You're not talking about physicality. You're not talking about how you look. You're not talking about how strong you are. You're not talking about how tall you are, how fit you are. You're talking about will. You're talking about when you get to the point where it's two people and somebody got to tap out before the other person taps out. Will. Hearts. And so it is a mentality. This thing I love about Michael Jordan, when Michael Jordan played, Michael Jordan had the flu. He still put up 38 points. He played every single minute, took a break and got some Gatorade and came back, got some water, came back, right? Because he understood, I gotta want this thing and I can't take a day off. Like, if I don't play this playoff game, there might not be another playoff game. And so what I need you to understand, when you do what you do, listen to me, I'm not talking about what you do there, because what you do there has absolutely nothing to do with making that person surrender. What you do there has everything to do with what time you wake up. What is it that you...
The 22nd healthy benefit of being kind to others is buy them a drink. That's what I'm talking about. I love it when somebody buy me a drink. Even though I'm not a big drinker, but if I'm in my mood and you say Hana, excuse me, you say Zuri, I want a drink. Hey, give me a glass of red wine or maybe some vodka with cranberry juice. I would love that. What kind of drink do y'all like? If someone was treating and being kind to y'all and offering to buy y'all a drink at a social event, what kind of drink would y'all like? The 23rd healthy benefits of being kind to others is help an elderly person put groceries into their car. Number 24, share good fun music that can make someone dance. Let's go. Hey. Dun, 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 dun. Body not here yet, but I'm in that dancing mode. Hi, what about y'all? Dun, 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 dun. Let's go. Let's go. Let's turn up, y'all. It's not Friday. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. Party over here. Party over there. Let's go. All right, y'all. We still jamming here. Let's go. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. Not Friday. Not Friday. Let's go. Number 25, the healthy benefits of being kind to others. Say something funny or share a joke. I had one. You have three dogs. Excuse me. Say no, let me stop. Number 26, apologize to someone. Number 27, give someone a ride home that may need a ride, maybe a coworker or a family member that their car may be down, or they need you to take them somewhere, especially if it's a job and they need one and they stand with you. Shoot, take them to that job interview, drive them there. Number 28, being honest. Being honest goes a long way. Not only is you sharing words of kindness to others and it's healthy, but just being honest, it's a really good thing. Number 29, being a good friend. Number 30, inviting someone to your house for dinner. But don't invite them to dinner if you can't cook. But yes, a healthy benefit of being kind to others, number 30, is inviting someone to your house for dinner. That is really nice and sweet, even if you can't cook or you really can't. I know y'all can cook. I can too. Number 31, giving someone a nice birthday gift. Number 32, babysitting. Number 33, cleaning someone's house that you know that needs help with, keeping their home up, especially if it was like an elderly person or someone just had someone that had surgery. Help them, get their house organized because they can't do it on their own because they're facing, hard times in their life. So doing something small, like maybe washing someone dishes, that is really nice and kind and healthy. Number 34, not having road rage when driving. I know this is not easy for a lot of people. It can be very stressful when driving, every day. You have people, like say if you're driving like in a 25 mile lane and someone they trying to do like 50 or 60 miles and they riding behind your bumper. So it's kind of hard to like, sustain and not, lose your cool. But having patience and putting a smile on your face and being kind to someone, even if they cut you off, like a nice smile. It's like say if you're driving in a 30 mile lane and someone cuts in front of you. And you beep your horn and you want to say something that's not so nice and kind. That is really hard. Number 35, put a neighbor trash can back in front of their house after trash pickup. Number 36, giving your significant other a massage, especially after a long day after work. That can really set the mood off between you and your significant other, giving them a nice massage. And not only that, not only you just giving them a massage, they can give you one as well too. 37, not farting in an elevator where people want it. Oh my gosh, that's disgusting. Imagine that you're in the elevator, right? It's like about 10 people. And some elevators are really small. Like where I live at, like in a complex that I live in, the elevator is small. So I couldn't imagine being on an elevator with 10 people. And then the elevator goes slow, and then someone just, had one of them. You know how people had them silent farts? You can't hear it, but you can smell it. Oh my gosh, that is one of the worst. Ew, that is just so disgusting. That is not kind. So if you got a fart, and you in a small room with some people, and you got a fart, please, that's not being kind. Please try to hold it in or wait till you get outside. Be kind by doing that, because we don't want to smell you. We're not trying to pass out. Number 38. The 38 healthy benefits of being kind to others. Brushing your teeth and keeping fresh breath. It's nothing like talking to someone and they have hot breath. Woo! So please be kind and brush your teeth. Not only is you being kind to yourself, but you're also being kind to others. And it's good for your hygiene. 39, being patient. Being patient with others. Sometimes being patient with others can be a really challenging situation, especially when, dealing with the public and, just in general, it can be really, really hard. So it takes a lot of practice every day of being patient. But and especially during those difficult times when you may come across like finding yourself in conflict, I'm gonna tell you, like for example, this happened about 2 weeks ago. I was at work, my other job, and one of my coworkers, we because our supervisor breaks us up in teams, so I suppose I had worked with her, because we clean houses sometimes. So I suppose I had worked with her. So anyway, she made a statement. She didn't know that I heard her. She made a statement and said, I can't work with such and such. She do too much. She didn't know I was standing right there in the other room. And I said, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because I was like, whoa, wait a minute. That kind of like threw me off. She's like, take it the way you want to. So it was a negative remark, but I was angry, mad a little bit, but I was like really patient. I said, you know what? It's not no big deal. And I went right back into my patient place because I'm the kind of person, it takes a lot for me to get upset. And I try not to let the small things bother me. So I do consider myself a patient person in general. But being patient with others, even when they say dumb stuff out their mouth, is being very healthy. It is a healthy benefit. Because it stops you from not doing nothing crazy that can be so unhealthy. But being patient with others is a healthy benefit. Because when you're not patient, when you don't practice that in life in general, you're going to find yourself in a lot of really difficult situations that can lead to the wrong things. Number 40, last but not least. The 40th healthy benefit of being kind to others is getting rest. And the reason why I say getting rest and getting enough sleep, because if we don't get enough rest and sleep, we become grouchy and our whole day go get messy. We don't want to talk to anyone and we just don't feel right. So getting a good night's rest can be not only healthy and help you to be kind to others, but it could also be healthy and kind to be for yourself. Different ways that you can get a good night rest is take a nice hot bath when you get off of work, or even not just off of work in the morning, run you a nice cool bath water that's room temperature to your liking. Put some nice bubbles in there, like some aromatherapy stuff. Light up some candles. And another thing you can do too is drink some tea, like peppermint tea with lemon in it. Have it with like some sugar-free cookies. Or listen to some nice music, smoothing music to help you sleep. Number 40, getting a good night's rest. Because it's so important. And I can relate to this one. This is like another one of my favorite ones on the list of the 40 healthy benefits of being kind to others, getting a good night's sleep. Because I know when I get enough rest and I feel well rested, I feel so happy. I be smiling at everyone, even people that don't want to smile back. I still smile and you just feel better. I'm so happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired you. And I'm so happy to know that the 40 healthy benefits of being kind to others, healthy benefits of being kind to others, had put a smile on your face. Please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. And if you have any stories or any tips on the healthy benefits of being kind to others, I want to hear some of your different ways how you're kind to other people and how it helped you. And also, you can connect with me on Zuri Flower Twitter. And also, I'm 8 Zuri Flower Instagram. And I'm also, you can connect with me on Zoe Flower YouTube page. God bless each one of you. And I'll talk to you next Positive Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your week.